Hey, Anthony, how can we do an intro that promotes our live show at Big Pine Comedy Festival in Flagstaff, Arizona, urges people to vote for us for the People's Choice Podcast Awards, and respectfully mourns Kyle?
Don't worry, Stefan. I've been thinking about this for days, and I finally came up with a surefire intro. All we have to do is...
Hyperbole. An advice podcast where two brothers make exaggerated statements not meant to be taken literally.
What was that, Stefan?
Hyperbole.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Hyperbole Podcast. This is a very special episode because Anthony and I are alone. We are not accompanied by Kyle, and we are mourning him. So
he's gone from this world.
That's the first stage of the mourning process. Then I think it's lunchtime, and then it's evening him, and then nighting him, and then morning again. So it's a weird...
Yeah, it's a cyclical process.
Exactly. So just when we think we get over it, then we come crashing down into the realization that Kyle's gone, and we mourn him. Anyway, I think we'll just dive right into it so we can suppress our tears. Let's move on to a nice review. This is our most recent review from Apple Podcasts, and it says, "Love this podcast. Until Kyle left. 4 stars. And that's from Stinky Sock 46. Thank you, Stinky Sock, for reminding us of how shitty we are without Kyle.
Yes, thank you. My soul wasn't sad enough.
Great. If you guys would also like to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, but have it be something nice, go on over there and leave us a review. It really warms our souls. Please try not to mention Kyle, because it's a very sore subject. We miss him dearly. And just talk about Anthony.
I'll fight.
Yeah, Anthony's
talk about how great Stefan's voice is.
Yeah, well, there are already way too many reviews about that because it's, you know, radio voice. I've got a face for radio.
Radio voice, eh?
I think that's enough of our review and plugs and all that. So why don't we get into it? We're gonna start with the quote of the week. This is where we soak up advice from a motivational quote, and this motivational quote comes from Inspirobot. All hail Inspirobot. Inspirobot is an AI-driven machine that's designed to give us motivation through its AI-constructed quotes. This week's quote is, "Step 9, repair your inner self." Anthony, how does that speak to you?
That, well...
Could you not eat while you do this podcast?
I'm sorry, I'm so hungry.
Okay. God, Jesus. It sounds like you're a zombie digging into a carcass.
So,
God.
First off, you don't just get to go straight there. There's 8 other steps. We're not going to tell you those. I mean, you can get them. You can order them for 3 easy payments of $19.99. But step 9 we're going to give to you for free. And that is repair your inner self. So steps 1 through 8, you know, feel free to contact us directly. Give us your money. Cashier's check works.
Well, I'll do one better. Step 8, I'll give step 8 just for free, just because we love our listeners so much. So step 8 is just wreak havoc on your inner self. Destroy it. Because to have a broken inner self, you realize how thankful you are to have a fixed inner self.
Yeah, and then you can rebuild sort of... It's like gluing back together a vase. Like, there's pieces missing. It's a mess, but you get it mostly kind of there, and then you put some tape around it and pretend.
Well, in Japanese culture, they have something called Naruto, and that's where if a vase gets broken, they actually fix it with a golden lining. So the gold holds it all together again, and the symbolism for that is when something breaks... Once it's put together again, it's stronger.
Is that stronger, though? I mean...
Yes, because it's gold, okay. Bitch.
Gold, and it's the softest of metals.
It's the most malleable?
Why didn't they make it out of titanium or iron?
Well, maybe they didn't have it.
Or some other kind of solder.
I don't know. Anyway, so what you have to do is destroy your inner self. So do kind of like in Indiana Jones, that guy that reaches into people's chests. Literally go in and just... Put your hand around your organs and just make a little mess. And then step 9 is repair it. So do the actual surgery to repair your inner self.
Yeah, rip it out, put it back in.
Rip it out, close your eyes, put all of your organs under different buckets, then shuffle them around like the guy that has the three with the ball in one of them, and then pick them up, find it, go, oh, that's it, that's where I hit it. And then if you win, then you get to put it back in your body and reattach it, and then sew yourself back up.
Now if you lose, you just die like an idiot. So
yeah, so only the strong survive. Anyway,
that's step 10.
Well, we got to stop giving away steps.
Well, I said 1 through 8 were for three easy payments of 1999, and you gave them 8.
Oh God. Well, I guess we probably shouldn't tell them that steps 1 through 7 are just go to step 8. Why don't we just go into the meaty part of this podcast and let's dive into the beef? And this is the part. It's so meaty, we had to call it the beef. We've got questions that come from fans or that we find across the internet. We have books that we talk about to help you self-help yourself. And did I say this was a self-help podcast for the helpless? Because it is. And then we also have words because fuck it, why not? So let's get into it. Anthony, yeah, you want to read
the... We think we're hot shit because we know words.
Yeah, so Anthony, you want to read the first question?
I would fucking love to.
Yeah.
All right. First big meaty girthy beef question. It's from Reddit, found by our fan Emma. Thanks, Emma.
Woo.
Why do I feel the urge to cheat on my boyfriend, and how can I stop it? I've cheated on 2 past boyfriends. I broke up with both boyfriends shortly after each incident. I am currently in a committed relationship with a man I intend to marry someday, yet somehow the idea of sleeping with someone I shouldn't still appeals to me. I have not cheated, nor do I intend to cheat on him. To cheat on him.
Does she mean like having sex with another guy on top of him?
That's what it sounded. The punctuation. I tried not to make a big deal out of it, but thank you for pointing it out.
Yeah, it was weird. Sorry.
Nor do I intend to cheat, comma, on him. So yes, it does insinuate that she wants to have sex with someone else on top of his body.
Okay, great. Just wanted to iron that one out. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so anyway, moving on. Lately, I've been having erotic dreams about sensual encounters with random guys I work with or know as friends. In these dreams, and when I think about them while awake, I'm significantly more aroused than I am with my boyfriend. I desperately want to eliminate these thoughts before going any farther with my partner. My question is, how can I redirect the arousal I feel towards the guys I can't have towards my boyfriend? Has anyone else experienced this? Am I a terrible person for having these feelings, even if I don't act on them?
Cool. Okay, so this person has thoughts of cheating, but they say they're not going to. But how can they get past these thoughts?
You could have your boyfriend wear a bag on his head.
Like a grocery bag?
Yeah, and you could put a picture of your favorite person on it.
But if it's a plastic bag, he'll be able to see it. And he might die.
Oh, well then, baby. Cut air holes. And, yeah. And be careful with the stapler.
Just make him put... Ooh. Should you staple it before or after it's on?
I was thinking after, but that doesn't... When you think about it, it's probably a bad idea. Unless he's into that, then, you know.
I honestly, I don't feel like you're going to get past these thoughts. I think it's just something... Well, wait. Can you... Do you want to spice things up in the boudoir? Why don't you be honest with him? Why don't you tell him that you're having these thoughts? And I feel like that just being able to get it out off your chest will be able to help. That'll be a sigh of relief. It'll be like a big weight off your shoulders. Just like when you're done cheating on him, it'll be a big weight off of his body. But why don't you just say it? And I think he'll understand. If you just say, hey, look, what's a good name for a boyfriend? Xavier. Hey, look, Xavier. look, Professor Xavier. I think our sex life is incredibly boring. And so yeah. I've been thinking of people that are more attractive and fantasizing about having amazing sex with them. Well, not even amazing, just basic.
Because you said Professor Xavier.
Oh, yeah. Who's Well, you don't know. Maybe he can control that with his mind.
I thought he could only control minds.
Well, maybe everybody says that guys think with their dicks, so maybe our penis has a cerebellum.
Dude, I feel like they'd just call him Dr. Dick Brain if that was, like, if he actually had a brain in his penis.
Oh, my God. That would be, whoa. What if
Which would actually be kind of a cool, but then I feel like that's more of a villain name, so it just wouldn't fit.
Yeah, like, what if you made it a softer slang term for a penis, like Dr. Ding Dong or something?
Dr. Ding Dong. I just feel like Dick Brain has that. It's got the alliteration, you know?
Okay, well, what about Dr. Penis Face?
There's no rhyme there, and this is definitely no alliteration, so.
Fine.
Dr. Ding Dong is good. We can do Dr. Ding Dong.
Okay, Dr. Ding Dong.
That's got even more alliteration. It's kind of even almost too much alliteration. Because that's what's important with comic book characters. Yes. I don't know how we got into Dr. Ding Dong. I don't even know how we got to Xavier.
Because I said Xavier is a good boyfriend name, and you were like, Professor Xavier. And then oh, well, he can't get it up. And then I was like, well, maybe he can, because he can control the girth and durability of his penis.
But then he's gotta be careful not to make it too iron hard, or else Magneto's gonna freaking,
oh my god, he's like, I am hard as a metal rock, and then Magneto's like, rip.
Damn you, Magneto.
Oh, Magneto's just waiting. What a fucking creep, man. He's just waiting in the corner. What? How's he?
You're a bad guy, man. You gotta have loose sets of moral principles. You can't be playing by the rules all the time. Sometimes you gotta watch a dude wank it and rip his wiener off.
Okay, so here's a question: if an X-Man has a child, and it's a guy, is it an XY man? That's my smart joke of the day. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, let's. So,
speaking of genetics, did you know you can be an X-Man?
How? Tell me now.
You have a defect in your SRY gene that activates it.
Okay, we have not just lost half of our listeners, but we've lost me too, because I don't know what you're talking about. So, let's get back to the cheating. What's she going to do to get past these thoughts?
She could say, you could be honest with him.
Okay, so the solution.
You could say, I have not slept with anyone, but I have thought about it, and I don't intend to, but I just wanted to be honest.
Yeah.
With you.
Yeah, that's good. And then I feel like the real root of the issue is that you are not pleased sexually. So.
Yeah, that's true.
What you need to do is you need to tell him what it takes to please you. So tell him that, it's just, you know, he'll, and I think he'll work with you on this. Be like, what it takes to please me is sex, not from you. And then he'll be like, okay, knock yourself out, sweetie.
I'm sure that's what he'll say. Yeah. That is a hard one, because if you're not with someone who can please you, then that's probably kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Maybe get him like a pamphlet.
Get a toy. Just get like a really like a Woody or a Buzz Lightyear. No, I'm kidding. Get like a
in the context sounded so much worse than if you just said dildo.
Can you? Oh man.
I don't want to think about Toy Story themed sex toys.
Oh god, there's a snake in my pants. To the ovaries and beyond. Okay, I'm gonna vomit. Do you have anything else before we move on to the self-help?
Is that why they call you Mr. Potato Head?
Oh no. Okay, you bet. You have to be careful and use protection though, or else you're gonna get an itch-a-sketch. Itch a scratch. Yeah, that's better. Okay. Okay. Now we're going to move on to our new segment, self-help books. So Anthony and I have read so many self-help books out there that we're going to make one ourselves, or at least the title. So this week's theme is Are you ready? How to Love Yourself. So, we got to come up with a title for How to Love Yourself. Oh,
going on the Toy Story theme, you could have said Buzz and Woody.
Oh, or like a Woody Buzz.
Woody and Buzz.
I've got a buzzing Woody.
No, like these are my friends, Woody and Buzz.
Who is Buzz in this scenario?
Like a vibrator, because we're talking about sex toys.
Oh, okay. Wait, what's Woody? Is that his Woody?
I don't know. A dildo. I don't know, okay? They just sounded like sex toys. And
you know what I just imagined? I just imagined the vibrator, and to let them know that it's theirs, they write Andy on it with the N.
Oh, no! My childhood.
With the N backwards.
Oh!
So just in case...
They're like brown leather fucking... Oh, ick.
Okay, let's go back to the self-help book. So How to Love Yourself. Let's put all the sex toys in the corner and let's think about a proper way to love yourself.
I'm going to go simple. I'm just going to go in on theme. I'm going to say masturbation, colon, how to love yourself.
How? What about masturbation, colon, with the colon?
Yeah, or it just says masturbation, colon, colon.
Oh, God. Oh, gross.
How to get weird. Or wait, would it be... How do you do two lists within one another? Colon, colon. Nah, never mind.
No, a sentence is like a human body. You can only have one colon. Also, what about...
You haven't met my... No.
What about how to spank it under a blanket?
Nice. God, are you with the fucking Dr. Seuss rhymes right now?
What about how to rub one out without a post-nut pout?
That's too long, too wordy.
Oh, fine. Okay.
You gotta think more. Mr. Brown can poo, can you? Or, you know what I mean? Like.
Oh, okay, fine. I don't have anything else.
I half stole one, so you're ahead of me.
Do we have any self-love ones that aren't centered around pleasuring yourself? Or maybe some that are just not as direct. Like, find the pleasure in your treasure.
Oh, that's a good one. It was short to the point. I liked it. Sure, in your treasure. Moving on.
Okay. All right. Whew, man, are we tired. We're going to take a little nap together. And while we do, you can hear a word from our sponsors. And welcome back. Going on to question two, I'm going to read it. Question two says... Do I shower weird? Get in shower, get wet, work shampoo and hair, rinse it out. Body wash on loofah, turn water off, scratch whole body with loofah so I'm soapy and red all over. Water back on, rinse foam off during one more lighter scratching pass with loofah. When toweling off, rub pretty hard and if any dead skin comes off, repeat loofah process. I don't feel clean if I didn't scratch all over, which isn't quite painful, but definitely not pleasant. Sincerely, Shower Thoughts in Sholo, Arizona.
Yeah, that is weird. I don't.
I have to say it's not weird at all to me. If you're trying to scrub off blood from a murder,
yeah, that's about it. You're trying to remove layers of skin so you can remove all the DNA evidence from your fingernails. I think you're a freak. That's maniacal. Why would you, with some sort of masochistic,
Anthony, what's the proper way to shower?
All right. So you get in the shower, you fill it with, oil, you roll around in it and then you get out, you shake it off quick and easy.
Okay. So you fill the bathtub with oil. You roll around in it like a pig in a trough, mm-hmm. and then you jump out, somehow land on your feet without falling to the floor like a fish on deck, and then you shake it off.
Yeah, squealing is not necessary, but it does help.
How do you get on the floor? How do you get out of the shower without slipping all over the place?
Well, okay, so my shower, which I assume is the same as everyone else's, it's basically like a big octopus tentacle just filled with suction cups. So I gain the traction I need with suction. So I just get suckled all over my body, and I can grab on and get some friction, you know?
Okay. But that's inside the bathtub, not outside, right?
Yeah. I also have a bath mat that is just a bunch of suction.
So you just have octopus tentacles everywhere.
Yeah.
Your whole bathroom.
My house is very octopus themed. It's my blankets have suction cups. So they stay on me.
Are they organic? Were they from grass fed octopi, or was it?
No, they're not actual octopi. You fucking, what am I, crazy? My couch has suction cups, so it keeps your ass down when you're trying to watch TV.
If you sit on your couch, does it squirt ink?
If you do too fast, yeah, it just squirts right on. It looks like a pen exploded in your butt.
Oh man, but it's not from an octopus. That's just a couch defect.
No, it's actual pen ink. It's a fountain pen ink.
Oh, and why is that there?
It was a used couch. I don't know.
Okay, so somebody just put. It doesn't seem like even just pens. It seems like somebody specifically drained the ink from 1,000 pens and put it in a pouch or a sack. So if somebody sits on it, the ink will explode.
Yeah. I think originally it was a waterbed futon, and it got
with an octopus inside.
Yeah, no, just filled with ink.
Fuck. Okay. In this story, can we please have an octopus in it?
I can't tell you what's not true.
Oh, fuck.
You want me to lie about some fantastical, whimsical, crazy house that I live in?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. There's an octopus.
Okay,
yeah, and he hangs
you.
Out with all my. He's friends with my shower because it's an octopus.
What's his name? What's his name? Is it Octavius or Octavius?
Damn it! Yeah, it's another Oct. That's the only Oct name I know. I can't think of a single other Oct.
What about
like Doc Oct? Like that's all I got. That's not even really a joke.
Wait, the octopus is a doctor?
Yeah. He's actually a person that. He has a mechanical octopus legs.
Oh man! So Dr. Ock was taken, so he's just Octopus MD.
Yes.
Okay, great. So he pulls you out of the shower after you slather yourself in oil.
Yeah, he's a good roommate in that way.
Okay. All right. I feel like I don't know what we're talking about anymore. So
we're talking about the proper way to shower.
Oh, yeah, the proper way to shower is to just...
Yeah, I'll tell you your way.
Okay, how I do it is I leave the water off, I take the shampoo, I put it in my dry hair, then on one half, and then on the other half, I put the conditioner. Then I mix it all together, still no shower water running. And then I put the body wash on my hands, and then I just spread it all over my body. And then I try to shake off as much as I can. I usually forget to close the shower curtain or the door. So usually my neighbors can see this. And then I shake it all off. And then I turn the water on, rinse it off. And then I leave the water running, get out, and run to my room. And then just jump in my bed, roll in the covers to dry myself off, and then repeat.
Oh. On a serious note, you just listed all of my have you ever gotten in the shower and accidentally put shampoo in your dry hair? It makes you want to die.
It's horrible.
That's my least favorite thing. And then you that was beautifully well crafted. The one you roll around wet in your bed. Oh, nothing worse than damp sheets. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna be sick to my adult stomach.
So that's why I had to get an octopus. So what he does...
Yeah, now you can shower right.
What we're saying is you need an octopus if you want to shower the lavish way. Because the octopus has so many arms or tentacles. So it opens up the shower curtain, turns on the water to the exact right temperature you want. It squeezes the shampoo, puts it in your hair after your hair's wet, and then washes all of your body, including all the parts that you're like, I don't really need to wash that, like your feet. And it just does a great job. And then it gives you a little hug. It gets the towel and then it wraps it around you. And all eight of its tentacles are like, squeeze, I want to eat you, but you're paying me to be here, so I'm not going to.
Because it has the visceral urge to eat humans, but also cares about our money.
Just think about it, man. If we had a bunch, if you could have a pet octopus.
Yeah.
Just, not, and not just one, but you had octopi. You just had the whole pie. Like
my favorite dessert.
70 octopi that were just waddling around doing everything for you.
Have you ever seen an octopus outside of water?
No, I have not.
It's the best. An octopus out of water is like, it's like sad jello.
Oh, so they don't move?
No, they can move, but they just like, bleh, they just like, bleh, like flob onto the ground.
Oh, fuck. Okay, so I guess what you're saying is make sure your house is constantly flooded.
Yeah. Well, to the root, to the ceiling. You're going to need to wear scuba gear. And that's why you're going to need to shower in oil, because water won't... Because you're constantly surrounded in water, and it's going to really dry your skin out.
Yeah. And then if you want to be really fresh, make sure to shower yourself with a little bit of balsamic vinegar and a squeeze of lemon. For clothes, make sure that you have a nice shirt of spinach.
Ew. Okay. All right. I'm done with this.
And then you can wear it tongs.
Okay. Anyway, moving on.
Okay. Moving on. Now we're going to go to the word of the week for no other reason than you can learn something. So the word of the week is pugnacious. And pugnacious is eager or quick to argue, quarrel, or fight. It makes me think of a little pug, and he's like,
can you use that sentence?
Anthony's especially pugnacious when I try to get him to find a good time for us to meet.
Yeah, I am very pug-like when that happens.
Yeah, his eyeball falls out. He takes a shit in the lawn.
Yeah, I'm pugnacious.
I gotta put him on a leash. I gotta sick my octopi on him.
Oh, God. All right.
Dude, I just love the thought of these cute little octopi that you could just bring with you. They'll just stick on you and you could feed them crackers and stuff.
Why would they eat crackers?
I don't know.
Very not octopus like friendly. Sounds like it would hurt. Like it would puncture their soft octopus skin.
Well, I mean, it's trial and error, man. You kind of give them stuff until they start to live, and then you figure it out. Yeah, until it sticks. Anyway, okay. Let's go on to the last question. I'll go ahead and read it. Sounded like my soul just escaped my body. Okay. Question 3. My grandma's cat of 20 years is being put down. How can I help? My grandma's taking
her... Stop you right there. How can you help? I mean, if you have any rat poison, the doctor, you could probably save her some money.
Oh my God. Can I just read the question? Can I read the question?
Sorry, I just really liked how that sentence was formed. Go ahead.
Excellent. Okay. My grandma is taking her cat to be put down today. She has had her for at least 20 years and is her baby. It's a huge loss for her. I went over earlier this morning and helped her set up the appointment. I asked to give her a ride and stay with, but this is something she wants to do alone. I will be going back over there this evening, and I wanted to do something nice for her. I plan on finding old pictures of the cat, as well as bringing her some favorite treats. Any ideas on cheap gifts or anything else I can do? Thank you. Sincerely, Kitty Comfort in Connecticut.
So you're going to bring her your her favorite cat treats.
That's stupid.
You bring your grandma some fancy feast.
Be like, hey, Grams, I made you
also,
some.
Also, why is it cheap gifts? You're like, oh, I'm sorry, your cat of 20 years, longer than some people are fucking married, died. Here's a fucking knickknack that you're not going to give a shit about.
Those very astute observations, Anthony. Why don't you get her? Why don't you get her another cat? Because I feel like it'll fill the gap instantly. It's like a rebound cat, so it doesn't have to be as good. Just some gnarly alley cat that just doesn't like noise, daylight, or people, or anything.
Yeah, it's completely feral. It's constantly scowling at you.
Or you could get her another 20-year-old cat. So then it's almost like it picked up right where the other one left off.
I like where you're going with the rebound cats and the old cats. Because you know how you have the rebound and it's never like as good as it's just to, you know, get some confidence back. And then so that have that cat die, and then you get the sweet cat that you want.
Okay, sorry, wait, let me ask really quickly. How do you, quote, have that cat die?
Well, remember the arsenic you picked up earlier?
Oh my god! So it's a murder!
No, I'm kidding. Well, it's 20 years old. You're getting a 20... How much longer is it going to live? You don't have to wait that long.
Okay, fair enough. So just wait it out. It's a waiting game.
Yeah, you just wait until it finds the arsenic. I'm just kidding. I love cat. I would never hurt an animal.
I'm joking
about the murder.
lovely. Okay, so get a rebound cat, wait till it dies. Can you maybe pretend to be the cat? I mean, how old is your grandma? She's got to be, what, 100?
Yeah, if she has a 20-year-old cat, I mean, she's probably like 500 years old. That's how cat ears work, I think.
Yeah, so just put on some cat ears. And then she's like, well, what are you today, kitty comfort? And you're like, I'm a cat, duh. And then just do cat shit. Eat from a bowl.
Just slowly knock her shit off of her tables and counters.
Slurp milk from a saucer. Yeah, just wreak havoc on her house. Just do whatever the fuck you want.
Scratch all of her furniture.
Take a shit in the sandbox.
Yeah. No, don't even take it. And then, yeah, just piss on everything.
Great. And then snuggle up on her chest when she goes to sleep.
Or her head.
Yeah, just curl up around your grandma's head.
I think that was a beautiful way to pay homage to her former cat.
Yeah, it's beautiful. My only other suggestion, get an octopus.
Oh my god.
I feel like it'll solve all your grandma's problems.
Beautiful. She will love you.
I think octopi, they last, I think, 200 years. So
yeah, they live like a million years.
So not only will it outlive Gram-Grams, she will never have to say goodbye to it, and it will probably eat her.
Yes.
So get her an octopus, but put the kitty ears on that. So be like, new kitty, Grandma.
It's like, oh.
Is that how kitties talk?
That's how octopuses talk.
Octopi, Anthony.
Octopuses.
No, gross. Ugh.
Octopus. Okay. Oh, can you imagine, like, tentacles? Like.
Yes, now I can, thanks to your vivid description.
Yeah.
Okay, that's... I'm all juiced out. Do you have...
I dumped all my squid ink on that one.
Have you... Okay, you've emptied your sack of wisdom.
Yeah, I sprayed my ink sack down on the page, and that's all that's left.
I had a little left, but you scared me, so it made me squeeze out very quickly.
Yeah, squirted.
Okay, well, now that us two brothers have empty sacks, we're just going to end this podcast. But before we do, a couple plugs, closing remarks. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts if you are an angel, and we'll read it and whatever. Follow us on Twitter.
Or an angel.
Yeah, or an angle. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram. If you have a question you'd like to ask us, go to askusanything@hyperbolepodcast.com or visit the website, hyperbolepodcast.com. You can also leave a question live on Anchor. All the links to all this stuff is in the show notes. Two big things. One, you should vote for us for People's Choice Podcast Awards. We'll send the link in the show notes. And then lastly, Anthony and I are going to be live at Big Pine Comedy Festival in Flagstaff, Arizona. Link in the show notes. Please, we'd love it if you guys could come out. Doesn't matter where you live, China, Nebraska, go to Flagstaff, Arizona, September 21st, and listen to us give a live epi. So, anything you want to plug, Anthony?
No, I think you did all the plugging I need.
Good. I know you get jealous because I plug so much. But, okay. Shout outs to some fans, X-Ray, Anna, Summer, Bernice, Chad, Samina, Tim, and Greta. Thank you so much. And thank you to all of our fans. And thank you to Kyle. We miss you, bud.
Yeah, fuck you. You're dead to me. Just kidding. I miss you.
All right. We'll talk to you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hyperbole.